Thursday night. Chodesh Halvav Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh. We're starting page Resh Mem Dalid HaOfen HaShmini. The eighth thing you're supposed to think about. And he gives us 30 things that should occupy our minds, and nobody ever thinks about it, any of them. So he's telling us, here they are. So far he talked about different things about the body, and which would create gratitude to Hashem. He talked about how the body works, Seichel, Torah. He talked about like Sharav Odes Elokim, how that leads you to Ovid Hashem. Now he's up to, again, Peish Resh Mem Dalet, Vofen Hashmini. Cheshbon Adam im Nafsho, al Meshu Chayav min HaTohar lifnei Hashem Yisale. This is already more sublime, more edel, more subtle, maybe not subtle, more heavy to think about. And again, the Chavir Lovis holds you to think about this. And this is, he calls it here, purity. The other translations talk about Achdus Hashem, that Hashem is one. And that translates, he's going to say here, into two branches. One is to think about and to be convinced of and to realize that Hashem Echad. And that includes that everything that happens in the world is Ratzon Hashem. Everything is really one singular, the unified field theory is Hashem. Everything is Ratzon Hashem. Hu Ratzono Echad. And everything is happening because He wills it. And that's everything's energy source. And that's what everything is. So that's one form of unity, of Tohar, of purity, he calls it. The purity of your thoughts. And that's Shar Yichud HaMaisa. Right? The Shar HaYichud, Shar HaBechina, Shar HaBodes HaLokim, Shar HaBitochon. Shar Yichud HaMaisa. There's Yichud and Yichud HaMaisa. Yichud talks about the oneness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud HaMaisa talks about the single-minded devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that everything you do is only because Hashem wants it to be so. Hashem wants it. So everything in the Bria is singular because it's Hashem's will. A person has Bechira and you have to do things with Yichud HaMaisa, with single-minded devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those that are like the flip side of Yichud, of under 8, which is thinking about singularity. Hashem Echad, and everything we do is for Hashem, and we're Echad in that sense. Everything has Ratzon Hashem as its motivating force, as its energizing force. What?
Why does the Rav think that he used the word Tohar, purity?
That's the Rav Kapach's translation. He is referring to the first Shar, which is Shar HaYichud, and he's referring to the fifth Shar, which is Yichud HaMaisa. And he's going to go about, he's about to describe them now, and that's very clearly what he's talking about. And he said he's talking about the first Shar and the fifth Shar. Umitnoi Tohar HaYichud LaShem. Shalo yavod elokazu laso, worship another power besides Hashem. Shalo yamin bo, or believe that another power has power. Lavol bishalo yasa also aloka, but that's already a stira to oneness. If you say that certain laws of nature exist, they just are, but they weren't just planted there by Hashem. So that's a problem. Abul Bishalo Yas also local, even though you're not worshiping these physical forces, magnetism, gravity, whatever the case may be. But you're saying it's there as an objective force, or like preceded Hashem, so to speak, in Chas Shalom, right? Lo Yachis Lo Dmus Lo Tsura Lo Tchuna Lo Tnua. Hashem doesn't move, Hashem doesn't think, Hashem doesn't... Hashem just is. One of the problems we have is, and he doesn't discuss it here, but it's really a heavy philosophical shaila, is what does it mean by Dabar Hashem and Moshe Leymar? He wasn't talking a second before, and he wasn't talking a second afterwards. Hashem Kvayachol put himself into time. Hashem can't be governed by time. Hashem is eternal. You can't... So it's not so, you know, so, but that's what it means, the Yichud Hashem. What?
Read the question.
It's not, well, first of all, we learned in Tanya, Hashem doesn't talk. Hashem doesn't talk. Hashem doesn't have vocal cords. There's no sound waves. Hashem doesn't talk. It means Hashem revealed something of his elokus. That doesn't really answer this question, but it does maybe.
He communicated in a way that we could understand.
He doesn't communicate. He revealed. That's what the Tanya says. We learned it in Tanya that speaking is a revelation of thought. So speaking means to reveal. To reveal. What?
To will something.
To reveal. To reveal. It's there. It's just it's in this star, and you reveal it.
It's not just speaking, it's the interface between God and us.
I talked about it Hanukkah really, because that's really the or, the tzimtzum, that's really part of Sod HaTzimtzum, that Hashem put himself into this world. So he put himself into time also. Anyway, at least as you think about it a little, even though nowadays they don't learn Shar HaYichud, they tell you to skip it. Hashem doesn't do anything, Hashem doesn't move, Hashem doesn't have any. You say Hashem Kel Rachum B'Chanun Erech HaPayim B'Rav Chesed Yemez, it's all not true. Hashem doesn't have Midos. Hashem is a certain way, but he doesn't have Midos, that's really extraneous. Hashem doesn't have emotions. He doesn't have emotions. He doesn't have kind-hearted.
How would we understand Hashem if we didn't?
We don't understand it. So that's why he describes it that way. But you have to realize that it's not real. That's not truly Hashem. Hashem doesn't get angry. Hashem doesn't have emotions.
The same way we say his hand. You have a chazaka or something.
Yeah, that's really that's what
any attribute.
That's what he wants you to
way.
Think about. Yeah, that's what he wants you to think about. That Hashem is really just total oneness, which means, of course, that we don't really exist either. We are just it's as figments of Hashem's imagination. Below Torah, Mitori, Agufas, below Matzov, Mimatzov, Etzim, Vamikra, below Yek, Bedeya, Sheish, Lunetzichus, Oracious. That there's a racious there, below the misuse of Tachlis, Venechot Kechduso, below Yochet Kichudo, below Yochet Zulos, below Yberi Belado, Ushosh Moshe Vatoybim, Utor Panalo. So that's the first half of Oifen Shmini of number 8, which is to think about Yichud. And so the first half of Yichud is Yichud Hashem. The second half of Yichud, he says, he explained in the fifth Shar, which is Yichud HaMaisa. That everything is single-mindedly devoted to Hashem. That really splits up into two things too. He doesn't make it into two categories. It's first of all that everything you do should only have as its goal or as its purpose to do the Ratzon Hashem, not your neighbors, and not that you should look good or feel good or be accepted socially or whatever. But you're not focused on that. That doesn't do anything for you. And really part of it is also, which he says in passing almost, that everything you do should be l'man Hashem. Not just the mitzvahs you do should be only l'man Hashem and not l'man your neighbor and not l'man your social standing, but that everything you do should be done because it's Hashem's will. Whether you're eating or drinking or sleeping or filling up the car with gears, anything you do, so that's also tohar. That's also a unity of sorts. It's the unity of doing Hashem's will. But not as a motivating factor, which is what Yichud HaMaisa talks about, but just to have it out there as your that it's all encompassing. In that vein, the Yichud HaMaisa is all encompassing. And it comes with everything you do, because you do what you're doing it. You're doing it for Hashem's will. Lo lava stilos b'nei odom, lo lava bohem, lo liyira mehem, lo lehekadas lik toeles, to get a job, lo kadei lo salik nezik, lo mazeh, lo mabo, which is always amazing, even lo mabo. That's not your main reason. It's Hashem's will that you should get olam haba. So that's also... You're not supposed to do it for that. That's not the ultimate value of your actions if you're going to get olam haba thereby. It's not supposed to be. The ultimate value of your actions is only that Hashem... Is it in consonance with Hashem's will or not? Is that what Hashem wants you to be doing? So that's also yichud. So that's the second half of yichud. The first half is yichud Hashem. The second half is yichud Hamaisa. That you're doing it motivated solely by a yichud. Okay, we'll stop here.